Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The following documents and recordings are the 18th installment in a compilation detailing the events the repair team sent to Outpost Freestead, consisting of Dr. Rosa Della Torre, Walter Heath, Graham Kasner, Dr. Karina Schumacher-Weiss, and Jonas Thorisson. In the winter months, gale storms in Svalbard can reach wind speeds of 130 kilometers per hour. Accompanied by or following snowfall, such storms can reduce visibility dramatically, more so in the winter months of the polar night. During these storms, travel is not advised. The White Vault. Installment, Dr. Rosa Della Torre, Graham Kasner, and Jonas Thorisson search their way out through the caves with what they believe may be a map. This first recording is a continuation of the audio file from Mr. Jonas Thorisson's phone.
And these lamprey are ready, Kasner.
Eat now. We'll catch more if we need to.
See anything out there, Kasner?
The dark, the rocks.
It's lucky you find this here.
This far inland, it's almost unbelievable.
The food in my stomach leads me to believe it.
Could you catch them a little less violently? I want to keep an ear on the tunnels.
I'm not catching them, the water's just bubbling.
Get it off! Get away from the water!
Fuck that! It's doing it right now! Get it off!
Keep
them
devil!
What
the fuck
is that?
Lock your ears. This will hurt. Get out of here! Grab the bags! Go!
The store's gone!
Move! Go! Back to the gate! I've got the bags!
I'm going!
Shoot it!
Get out!
My shoulder is dislocated.
Perhaps a rude question. Can you relocate it?
Casey, well, yes, I can. Want to? It will hurt. You hold here. Don't move. All.
Hurry. It's here somewhere.
It has always been down here. We know that.
The bleeding.
It beat me hard. Ay, mira esto. Va a necesitar sutura.
How long can we stay here?
No idea.
This is no bigger than a closet.
Big enough for me, as long as nothing gets in. You have my bag.
Yes, here.
The thing that beat me, it's the one that took Walter and Karina. But what was in the water?
Something else.
And the little fuck fist bit me.
Don't usually latch on to people. Not the right type of skin.
That's not comforting, Kastner.
Jonas, I can't stop my hands from shaking. Can you thread the needle?
Not with my hurt hand. Just hold it. I'll thread it through.
The thing that's out there, it wouldn't go in the pool room. It waited outside.
Done. Maybe it doesn't like what came out of the pool. We certainly didn't.
Did you see it? It looked like
fingers. Long, leggy, asiatosas, black claws.
How's the bite?
Deep. Painful. Mostly in the muscle. But the bone's not broken.
We lost the stove to the water. Some warm furs as well.
I grabbed my bag, but it took a heavy hit. Knocked out an empty water canteen and shell. I haven't checked to see if anything's broken.
We're out of ammo.
No, we just have fewer shells.
Hand me the bandages. También rompió mi abrigo.
Here. What about the map? Will it help?
The hole we ran down wasn't on the map. It's missing so much information. I'm not sure how helpful it could be.
Shit, I hear something. Turn off that light. It passed.
It can certainly see in the dark. How did it miss us?
Sounds like it was in a nearby hall. This place is a maze.
Remember the skeleton room? The massive thing. The one we could not recognize.
Yes, of course.
It had massive, long, thin finger bones, like what came out of the pool.
You think something that large could fit down there? It's bigger than a double-decker.
Possibly. It's my best guess so far.
It was similar, though, yes. Black leather skin. Slick.
If you're ready, Rosa, we should move.
Yes, of course. As good as I can be. All wrapped up and ready to go.
Where? We looked at the map.
We can't. Much of this area isn't on it.
They only mapped where they went. It's not going to be as helpful as we hoped.
It's a maze out there. As you said, going out randomly is idiotic.
My compass is still working. Well, now it is. It spun like a top when the lights started to flicker out, but it's working now. We need to head west, the direction of our cave route back to the bunker.
Ready. Let's get out of here.
Wait, take your crampons off. We'll be quieter and quicker without them. The ice is limited down here.
The recording ended there. The next audio file takes place an hour and a half later from the same device.
I'm gonna die down here.
I'm turning on the recorder just for that.
We've been walking these caves for over an hour. Even if we're not lost, it doesn't mean we're in any way better off than when Walt was murdered.
We've turned around a few times. Some of these caves loop all the way back.
What direction are we headed in now?
Southeast.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
We're in another loop, or a dead end. We'll find out eventually.
This may all be for nothing. They all may be at dead ends. We get lost, we die. We don't find food, we die. We get found by that thing, we die.
What's that?
What? Did you hear something?
the left ahead. Something gleam.
Carabiner clip.
It's Walter's pack.
It's covered in blood.
To be expected.
I'll get a boat. Anything we could use. His laptop.
Anyone hear that? Cuaderta.
His phone, too. Ay, Dios. Eso es tejado muscular.
The body isn't around.
I took a few things, but there's not much other than food and his journals worth the weight to carry.
Did you not hear that?
What? Jonas, did you hear the damn thing?
No, not... I'm not sure.
Let's get moving.
Te oigo, Sherda, no Sherda, ti. Te oigo, Sherda, no Sherda, ti.
The following are some brief notes jotted down by Mr. Kasner. Though I do not know when they were written precisely, it happened some time in the caves after Dr. Della Torre was injured. Written in English, it may be a quick note-taking session intended for submission as part of a report.
Entered caves beneath theater, searching for a connecting cave to our auxiliary bunker. Collected whale oil for use from large oil containers found on previous descent. Continued exploration. Located small cavern with active pool of salt water and copious lampreys. Caught and consumed lampreys cooked on emergency stove. Pool bubbled. Several lampreys attached themselves to Jonas. Large, meter-long, finger-like appendages rose from the water, tried to grasp us. Shot the thing with shotgun. Some equipment lost. Stove, shells, furs. Rush to escape creature in the water. Crab, lobster, multi-jointed thing. The fiend that took Walter bit into Rosa's arm, scared off by flare shot. We fled. Rosa required stitches and shoulder relocation. Self-administered. Continued cave exploration. Continued cave exploration. Continued cave exploration. Previously found map of little help. Continued cave exploration. Located Heath's pack. Took needed supplies and documentation. Continued cave exploration. No route found.
This is an additional section of the translated Finnish journal. This section was written before the section previously translated.
Luulen, että olemme eksyneet täällä liian monta kertaa. Luonnon muovaama allas oli merivettä. Emmekä uskaltaneet testata sen mustaa.
I think we have become lost down here too many times. Lunde caught many fish from a pool here. Arctic lampreys. Not typical for these waters. The odd landlocked pool was salt water, and we dared not test its black depth. We will take these fish back with us, as our reserves are running low in all but salt. There are skulls in parts of the ceiling that look down upon us like red devils upon fallen souls. Yet more frightening than this is a room we found with many manners of skeletal beast I cannot recognize. All my life, I've helped hunt and fish the Baltic shores, and these beasts don't exist, not in these sizes. Some not at all. There are narwhal tusks here that would leave me set for years if I only could get them back home. Lunde says the building we entered through is an anatomical theater, like the one in Uppsala. He's a far more educated man than myself, but even I know it is a place of foul things. We found a stone box up on the center table. Inside was a heart. A man's heart. We believe it may be Einar's. Were it in my power, I would blast this place down. Ice dome and all. Attempts to create map of these caverns and halls by our team have failed. Every path is paradoxical. It both follows our projections and defies them. We have happily located the stairs on every occasion thus far, but Lunde's interested nature continues to place us in further danger. Truthfully, the stairs are false hope. When we returned to our base following our explorations, we found our sled dogs butchered in the snow. 28 fine bred and strong dogs turned to corpses. It looks as though they've put up a fight, and I hope they tore that monster apart. But I see no trail of blood. Couldn't have been a polar bear. It didn't even feign to eat them. Slaughtered, not for food, but malicious intent. Without the dogs, the hike back is considerably less attractive. We are considering sending Morten to the boat alone to acquire aid. Morten is an apt navigator and hiker, and, God willing, our choice runner. We can't all live with Lunde's legs in such condition. He's at a hobble as it is. I fear my prayers go unheard.
The next recording is from the phone of Dr. Rosa Della Torre.
You should have told me you stopped the recording. I would have started mine earlier.
It was perhaps 20 minutes ago.
Can you hook the case clip to my pack?
You just wanted to swing like that?
I don't want to hold it. At least this way it doesn't rub against the pack. Then all you would hear is...
You just keep looking. There are many caves we haven't tried yet, yes?
Yeah, we'll keep looking.
What's wrong then, Graham?
We've gone in circles for nearly 2 hours. We are back at the pool cavern entrance. I don't know how we got here. This is fucking crazy.
This is all fucking crazy.
Calm down. We aren't lost if we know where we are. We'll find a way. We have a lot to explore, Steve.
Let me get my pack off. I need to pocket a few more shells.
What? Don't put down that gun. Jervis, it was here before.
Whoa. Careful with that headlamp. You'll blind the woman.
Lost maybe 4. Still enough, though.
That's it. It's here. It won't take you. Not like Walter.
There's nothing there, Jonas.
You don't know if you're here now.
Jonas, he's in the water. I don't see him. Graham, go taste him, Graham! His light's gone! Graham! Graham!
This concludes those documents regarding the team's further exploration of the cave system. This completes the 18th collection of information regarding the repair team at Outpost Freestead. The White Vault.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my 2 wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.